Hi, it's me, Tiwa Ogunlesi. I'm a life coach, founder of Confident and Killing It, and you're listening to the Confident and Killing It podcast. This show is about waking you up to your worth so you can be confident, unstoppable, and dare to live the life that you truly desire. No more fear and insecurities getting in the way. It's time to master your mind, believe in yourself, and show up in the world. Let's get into it. It's March, and so happy Women's History Month. And the theme for International Women's Day this year is Inspire Inclusion. And that's all about encouraging society to, as always, include women in the decision making, in spaces, and to show people how powerful it is when you have a woman on your team, how powerful of an asset a woman can contribute to places and spaces and organizations. And in the last 40 years, we have made a lot of history. There are hundreds of thousands of more women entering the STEM industry, for example, and, you know, working in spaces that typically women have not been represented. However, Cornell University found that when women do enter these male-dominated spaces where there was little inclusion in the past or little representation, they come across a lot of barriers. For example, lack of confidence, feeling like they're not heard or acknowledged, feeling mistreated or like their voice doesn't matter. Okay, and so I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about this month. And so today's episode is about how to be confident as a woman working in a male-dominated space. So yes, we have to encourage society to include women, to be more equal, to see women as assets. But we also have to ensure that when women enter these spaces, they can thrive. And so I'm coming from that perspective. If you are a woman in a male-dominated industry, or you are a woman in a space with little representation, this episode is for you. So I'm going to be sharing 7 things you can do to help you build your confidence and thrive in a male-dominated industry. Step 1 is to know your strengths. I know I might sound like a broken record with this, but knowing your strengths is the foundation to building your confidence. You have to know what you're good at doing. I was speaking to a coaching client of mine who said that she doesn't know why her company hired her. And I was like, what do you mean you don't know? She was like, yes, I felt like I was a rushed hire, so I really don't know why. Now, you have to know why your company has hired you. You have to know what they saw in you in the interview process and why they chose you. If you know your limitations more than you know your strengths, you're going to be walking around as a shell of yourself. You're going to think, oh, just little old me here in this meeting. Let me just keep quiet and sit at the back where I belong. No, you got to come with the big woman energy. Okay. And that's not being loudest in the room. It's a security in self that you know you have something to offer. And this is not knowing all the answers, having all the answers, being the smartest person. Again, it's about knowing that you have something special to bring. You have skills, you have talents, and you have strengths. And it's important for you to know these things. So how do you begin to know your strengths? Think about a time you've been proud of yourself. What did you do in those moments, okay? What strengths did you demonstrate? Think about positive feedback your colleagues have given you or your manager has given you. Well, how do people compliment you and give you feedback? Write those things down. You have to have a strong sense of self-awareness, because when you are in those rooms and you're the only one, you're the only woman, you're the only Black person, it can be really intimidating thinking, oh, maybe I don't belong here. But the truth is you do. And you need to constantly remind yourself of that. You know, I always say imposter syndrome is like temporary memory loss where you've forgotten all the amazing things about you. Okay, so it is so important to remind yourself constantly of all the amazing things you are capable of doing. Now, once you've done that, you need to know what you're passionate about. Okay, what sets your heart on fire? And are you working in a job that excites you, that energizes you? And then the final part of this is knowing your values. What matters to you? Does your job align with the things you really care about? When you combine all of these things together, you get your power circle. That is where you will be your most influential self. And so you want to make sure that the job you are doing is in alignment with your strengths, your passions, and your values. And that is how you will be your most confident self when you show up to work. You can be the most confident person in the world, but if you work at a job that doesn't use your strengths, that doesn't excite you, and isn't about things you care about, it is really going to knock your confidence. So you want to make sure that you are living in alignment with your strengths. That is the first thing when it comes to building confidence. And then when you have that, you can challenge the imposter syndrome. You can challenge the self-doubt. If you don't know any positive things about yourself, how are you going to challenge imposter syndrome when it comes? The second step to stay confident in a male-dominated industry is to realize your capability. Okay? Knowledge and capability are not the same thing. Ability and capability are not the same thing. Okay, just because you don't know how to do something right now doesn't mean you're not able to do it in the future. You can always learn and level up. Learn and level up. That is the confident and killing it mindset. No more disqualifying yourself for things and opportunities that you don't know how to do, or you don't tick all the boxes, and so you prefer to disqualify yourself from it. No more booing yourself off the stage before you've even had the chance to perform. Knowledge and capability are not the same thing. Give yourself a chance and bet on yourself. Your manager comes to you with a project. You've never done it before. Okay, you can figure it out. You get asked a question in a meeting. You don't have the answer right now. You can figure it out. Do not underestimate your ability to figure things out. In the age of ChatGPT, there is no reason whatsoever that you should be disqualifying yourself because you don't know enough. Information is out there. You are always capable. You can learn, you can practice, and you can become better. Think of something you did for the very first time, whether it was learning how to drive or learning how to swim or even with your public speaking. Everyone has to suck in the beginning. It's new. You've never done it before. You're meant to be bad at it. Not everyone is born a complete natural at things, and it's very rare that that's the case. So be kind to yourself and give yourself a chance to perform. A lot of the times we go into the future and we think of the worst possible outcome. What if I fail? What if I mess up? What if it doesn't work out for me? Trust your future self. You have to learn to trust your future self. When I quit my full-time job to become an entrepreneur, I didn't know how to become an entrepreneur. I had never done it before, but I trusted that my future self will know exactly what she needs to make it work. Okay, the Tiwa now is not the Tiwa of 4 or 5 years ago. I am a new person. And as I journey through life, as you journey through life, you grow and you evolve. So it's so important to realize that you are capable of so much greatness, so much potential, but you'll never know until you give it a try. So you've got to be willing to bet on yourself. Even in situations that you cannot control, where you do not know what the outcome is going to be like, trust that you will have what it takes to figure it out. This is the mindset of how to stay confident in these areas. Because guess what? A man is going to tell you he can do it. For a fact, even if he can't, he's going to say yes and then figure it out later. And that is what you need to do. Say yes and figure it out later. Even if it becomes a much bigger challenge than you anticipated, you can always ask for help as you go along. But say yes and then figure it out later. That is how you thrive. That is how you begin to practice your confidence, because confidence is an in-depth belief in yourself and your abilities that you have what it takes to take action on your dreams and your goals. So it is so important that you acknowledge that you are capable of anything you put your mind to and start to take steps towards that. My third point is to understand the power of your voice. There is a difference between being assertive, passive, and aggressive. When you are an assertive person, you communicate, you speak your mind, you share your thoughts, and you do it in a way that allows you to communicate well and for the other person to receive what you are saying. When you are an assertive person, you take responsibility for your life. You treat other people with kindness and you acknowledge their contributions to the work. When you are a passive person, you let other people make decisions for you that have to do with your life. When you're a passive person, you don't speak up. You don't use your voice. You accept whatever anyone tells you to do about you and also about your work. When you are an aggressive person, you don't take other people's views or thoughts and opinions on board. It's about you and what you have to say, and you will say it in any way you feel like it without taking other people's feelings into consideration. So aggressive people ignore others, they're bullies, they might even boss you around, okay? So what I'm saying here is understand the power of your voice and be assertive. You don't need to be aggressive and you don't need to be passive. Speaking up and sharing your opinion on something isn't aggressive. Calling someone out to understand why they've made a certain decision is not aggressive. They are very different. So in the workplace, it is so important that you stand your ground for what you believe in. You take responsibility for your job, for your growth, for your future, for your contributions, and you communicate effectively. And when you speak, speak with conviction. Speak like you really believe in what you are saying. If you take your idea to your manager and you sound unsure, why are they going to believe in your idea? How you speak is so important. One of the reasons why people believe me to be confident, and I mean I am, but what they see is like, Tiwa, when you speak, it's just like, I've heard this before, but there's just a way you say it that it makes it feel so different. And that is because I speak with conviction, because I put weight in my words. Every single word that I say, you can tell it's coming from my heart. And that makes people feel sure that I am who I say I am and I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. So when you're talking about yourself, you don't want to be like, oh, I think I'm kind of good at this. Maybe kind of, maybe not really. I'm not really sure. No. You want to say, this is me, full stop. This is what I want, full stop. Speak down instead of speaking up. If you want to go in for a promotion, you don't go, oh, could I possibly maybe kind of get a promotion and maybe get this amount of money? No, they're not going to think you're confident. When you are in a male-dominated industry, you want to speak downwards. You want to say, this is what I believe my job is worth. This is what I believe I contribute to the organization, and I would like to be paid for this work. Full stop. Don't put a question at the end, because that gives them the option to think, oh, she's not really serious about this, or, oh, she doesn't really want it that bad. Let's say no. Whereas when you speak directly and assertively and with conviction, you really show them that you mean business. When I say speaking downwards, I mean about your tonality. You've got to let your voice go down deeper, and that is how you will sound more confident. When you speak with conviction, it sounds like it has a full stop at the end. When you are nervous and unsure about yourself, you speak with a question mark, it goes high. Can you see the difference in my pitch and my tone, right? When you speak confidently, your words end in like a full stop. When you are unsure and nervous, your voice goes high and maybe you're asking a question, but you're not really sure. So are you like telling me or are you asking me about yourself? Okay, that's the difference. You want your tone to go down so it feels stronger. When you look throughout history, so many incredible movements started because one person decided to speak up. that simple. Look at the Me Too movement, started because one person decided to speak up. Martin Luther King, same thing. One person decided to speak up about it. Rosa Parks, the same thing. And so when you are in the workplace, it is so important to share your ideas. It doesn't matter if it sounds stupid in your head. You don't know. Don't go into your future and make an assumption about an idea you haven't even shared yet. Give the idea a chance to live, to come out of your head and into the world. Because guess what? That idea that you think is stupid, your male colleague is gonna share it 5 minutes later and everyone is gonna be clapping about how much of a brilliant idea it is, right? So if you get an idea in your head, doesn't matter how stupid, doesn't matter how crazy, doesn't matter how, you know, you don't even think it might work out, if you feel that this could be a valuable part of the conversation, you want to say it out loud. It's as simple as that. And when the mean girl comes up and says, oh, don't ask a question, you're gonna sound stupid, this is why you need to know your strengths. You are there for a reason. You are being paid to do this job. You're not stupid. If you are stupid, they would have fired you. Real talk. If you are not doing your job well, they will let you go. Listen, companies are brutal. They don't care too much about your feelings. They care about your ability to deliver. And when you are not delivering, you're gone. They either invest in you to help you or they let you go. So the fact that you are there in that job, things are going smoothly, you are showing up, you are doing your work, means you are not silly. You are not stupid. Point number four is to turn your oddness into a superpower. Too many times I hear, oh, I was the only woman in the room, so I just felt really nervous and intimidated. Or I was the youngest person in the room and I just thought, oh, my thoughts and opinions don't really matter. If you are the odd one out, if you are the only one of a minority group in a dominant work environment, that is your chance to turn that oddness into a superpower. How do you do that? By staying true to your authentic self, by knowing that no one has the journey you have, no one has the same story as you, no one has walked the same path as you. And so you have something unique to bring to the table. You have unique thoughts and ideas from your own background, from your own journey that you can bring to the table. There is a reason why companies with more diverse leadership are more profitable. There is a reason why, because the diversity of thinking, of emotions, of learning, of experiences brings newness, brings ideas. So if you are a woman working in a male-dominated industry, don't let being the only woman on your team or things like that stop you from speaking up and sharing your thoughts and being visible. So there's a Forbes article that looked at the number one reason that got certain people to the top as a CEO in Silicon Valley. So they were looking, they asked a whole bunch of CEOs, what's the number one trait you feel like contributed to the growth of your career that led you to this point of being a CEO? Majority of them didn't say their connections, didn't say their degree, didn't say, how hard they worked, none of that. What they said was visibility, showing up, going after opportunities, speaking up, being top of mind for other people. So when opportunities come, your name is the name everyone is thinking about. When it's time to find people to join their team, your name is the name everyone is thinking about. So how can you become more visible in the workplace? You have to start to build your personal brand. You have to be known for something. You want to be seen as an expert in your field. So when you have a win or an accomplishment, you want to share that. You want to talk about your wins. Your work will not speak for you alone. You also have to speak for your work. It's true. We're often told, oh, just put your head down, let your work do the talking. Yes, you have to work hard, but you also have to speak for your work. In this day and age that is so noisy and so competitive, you constantly have to show up and remind people what you have to offer. That is how you begin to get opportunities to advance your career. That is how you begin to have networks of people that can support your career. So when you are in a male-dominated industry, it's so easy to just hide. It's so easy to just say, oh, there's only one of me. Let me just take a step back. In fact, that is when you need to show up the most. That is when you need to be visible and go after the opportunities that you want. Point number five, when you're building your confidence, is to get comfortable with uncomfortable situations and conversations. You have to learn how to handle conflict, because you're going to be in environments where not everyone is going to see your worth, where not everyone is going to respect you the way you want to be respected. Okay? It's the game. It's the way it is run. Yes, as a society, we are doing work to educate people on how to be more inclusive, but until we get there, be prepared to be in uncomfortable situations, especially if you are a woman working in a male-dominated industry. When it comes to handling conflict and being in difficult conversations, you want to start off by ensuring you address the conversation, okay? If something happens to you in a meeting, maybe you've experienced a microaggression, don't let it slide. You've got to bring it up because it's going to eat away at you. Bring it up and have the conversation with that person, okay? That's the first step. The second step is to use I statements. I felt like this when this was said. This is what I heard when you said this. When you do that, you be assertive and you show them, this is how I felt. And then you give them the opportunity to respond. But if you go pointing fingers at them, it will immediately cause tension in the conversation. The next step is always go with a solution in mind. Okay? So you want to be able to suggest ways that the conversation can move forward. You never want to be just seen as the person who's always calling things out or always complaining about something or the other. If your manager has implemented a new way of doing things that you feel doesn't quite work for you, you have the right to speak up about it and come with a solution on how you can get similar or same results, but just in a different way. And after you do this, you always want to go back and check in with people to just make sure that everything was understood and heard, so you're all on the same page. But at the end of the day, if you don't get comfortable with those difficult conversations, you're going to let people walk all over you, and we don't want that. The next thing in this area is to not internalize those microaggressions as something being wrong with you. So important. Don't internalize negative situations as something being wrong with you. If somebody treats you badly, that's not you. That's on them. Hurt people hurt people. I'm sure you've heard that phrase before. If somebody is ignorant, if somebody treats you in a certain way that is not acceptable, that is not a reflection of your worth. That is a reflection of them and their emotions and their lack of knowledge and their lack of respect. Do not internalize it as you not being good enough. You are always good enough. You are always worthy. And it's so important to differentiate your worth from how other people treat you. Not everyone is going to see your light, and not everyone is going to want to appreciate your light. So it's very important that you stand strong in that and stay confident. A Harvard Business Review study showed that when we speak up and share our views, even though those views might be different, it ignites our ability to be more confident and stand out at work. Now, when you do speak up and share some ideas that might be different, you might experience backlash, but that is just part of the process. Not everyone is going to agree with you. Not everyone is going to see how good your ideas might be. Okay, so it's very important that you know that it's not going to be a smooth ride, but at least you spoke up. And that is what is most important. If you find yourself in a situation where you are constantly speaking up and sharing your ideas and you're continuously being ignored, then that's a different conversation. Then maybe that organization isn't right for you, and you can go and find another company that will embrace your ideas and your contributions. But it is so important to make sure that wherever you are right now, you are speaking up and you are showing yourself that you have what it takes to be confident and stand out. Point number six, and probably my favorite one, is you have to continuously invest in yourself. Coaching, trainings, reading books, listening to podcasts. You cannot succeed on vibes, okay? Especially in male-dominated industries. You have to make sure you are continuously upskilling yourself. And this isn't even for male-dominated industry. This is for everyone. If you want to thrive in all areas of your life, you have to continuously invest in yourself and gain more knowledge, improve your expertise, and practice your skills. That is a big part. Growth is intentional. Growth doesn't come with age. I have coached women in their 50s who still have confidence issues. I have coached women in their 20s who have confidence issues. Growth is not about age. Growth is about intentionality. So as you're setting goals for what you want to achieve, you also want to set goals for who you want to become. Know the skills that you want to build on and make sure you are intentional about doing those things. Throw yourself out of your comfort zone and challenge yourself to do hard things in all areas of your life. Because if you struggle to deal with challenging situations at work, you can build that skill in other areas of your life. So pick one hard thing that you want to do to just build that muscle on how to thrive outside of your comfort zone. That is where growth is. Growth is not in your comfort zone. Growth is outside of the comfort zone. Okay. You don't want to be in comfort. You want to be stretched. That's how you build your resilience. You build your expertise. That's how when challenging things happen, it doesn't shake you. In fast-paced moving environments, you can keep your cool because you have been practicing how to thrive outside of your comfort zone. So pick one area in your life where you feel like, I could probably challenge myself in this area. I could maybe do something that I don't really like. It's kind of hard, but I'm going to show myself that I can do hard things. Life is hard, but we can do hard things. And the last point of how to thrive and be confident in a male-dominated industry is to build your network. Even if there might not be a lot of women within your organization, I'm sure there are women within your industry that you can still connect with that will have the same shared experience as you. It is so important to connect with people on the same journey as you because it shows you are not alone in what you are going through. A lot of the times when you're the only one, it can feel isolating. It can feel lonely. You might feel like no one can relate to your struggles. Finding a peer group that is a support network can really help you stay the path and not give up when you feel like it. Role models are also very important. As they say, you need to see it to believe it. That's why representation is so important. And so make sure that if you are in certain areas where you can't really see women like you being successful, you have to seek it out. Go online. A role model doesn't always have to be someone in close proximity. Oh, God. Your role model doesn't always have to be someone in close proximity. It can be someone online that you look up to, all right? For example, for me, Bozma St. John is a role model. I haven't met her. She doesn't know me personally, but seeing her journey, seeing her story of how she has gone into these male-dominated industry and been her true, authentic self, and when she walks into the room, trust me, you know she's there. That to me is inspiring, and I can go, wow, if she can do it, I can do it too. So make sure you are opening your mind to role models, to women who you can be inspired by. And then my final point on building your network is to get sponsors. Now, this is the one that people have only just started talking about recently, but you've got to find a sponsor. Now, a sponsor isn't a mentor. A sponsor is someone who is ahead of you and they are uniquely positioned to mention your name in areas, in rooms where you don't have access to. A sponsor is going to be thinking about opportunities to bring you along. Mentors give you advice, they may help you, but a sponsor is someone within your organization who is constantly looking out for you to give you opportunities. Someone who's going to say positive things whenever your name is brought up. That is a sponsor, and you need to make sure that you get one. And if your organization doesn't have that kind of formal setup of everyone gets a sponsor, you have to build those networks. Look for someone in the leadership team that you feel you can build a bond and connection to. That is a good example of somebody who can be a sponsor to you. So let's recap on the 7 things you can do to build your confidence if you are a woman in a male-dominated industry. First things first, know your strengths. Know the positive and good things about you. So when you walk into that room, you walk in like, hey, I have arrived, and not little old me. Okay. Second thing is you want to believe in your capabilities. Know that even if you don't have the answer right now, you can figure it out as you go along. Number 3, understand the power of your voice. Don't let the mean girl in your head lie to you and tell you that your opinions don't matter or you're gonna say something stupid. Challenge it and say it anyways. Number 4, turn your oddness into a superpower. Don't let being the only one disqualify you and make you feel small. Take your uniqueness and bring it to the forefront. That is going to help you stand out. Number 5, get comfortable with uncomfortable situations. You have to learn to be assertive and stand up for yourself. Number 6, invest in your growth. Invest in building your mindset, in getting the mindset you need to succeed. Invest in your knowledge and upskilling yourself so that when you do go into those spaces, you know you are continuously learning and growing and being intentional about your growth. And finally, build a strong support network. We cannot do this journey alone. You can't do this journey alone. So it's so important that as you journey in this industry where, you know, it may not be the most supportive place for you, you can create your own bubble of supportive people who are looking out for you and want to see you thrive. And again, happy Women's History Month. To all my female listeners listening to this, I want you to know that you are worthy. You deserve great things. You deserve to live the life of your dreams. You deserve to show up and speak up with confidence. It's not little you, it's big ol' you, okay? So be confident, go out into the world and show what you are made of, because the world needs you. The world needs your ideas. The world needs your contributions. The world needs your voice. So never dim your light to make other people feel more comfortable. And if they say your light is too bright, you know what we do? Go tell them to put some sunglasses on. Purr. Okay, thank you all so much for listening. If you loved this episode, please share it with a woman in your life who can benefit from this. Thank you all so much for listening. Love you all. And until next time, stay confident and killing it.